Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
The man doesn't lie. This is Dr. Michelle, and you are officially on the couch here on LA Talk Radio. Welcome, everybody, as you always are. 11 in the morning Pacific Standard Time here in beautiful Southern California. And wherever you are out there in the world listening in your time zone, we welcome you all. It's so nice to be with you. We're all together in this, aren't we, huh? And I'm going to talk about that today a little bit with everything going on in the world today. Let me just say this to you guys. I am sending you so many connected, loving thoughts of good health to everyone who's out there trying to cope with this pandemic right now. So no matter what time zone you're listening to us on, remember, we are all connected, not only through the World Wide Web, but of course through the field. Right? Electromagnetic energy. We're all together in this. Some are struggling more than others with health issues, financial stress, you know, and with the emotional changes we've all had to go through. We're trying to make sense of all this social isolation going on. Not to mention, you know, guys, our family stressors from having to be cooped up, you know, and masked up and gloved up. And what's up with that? But got to stay safe, everybody. So let's talk about what we're going to be talking about today, guys. My special guest today is an amazing woman. You know, I've known her for not too long, but we're instant new BFs right now, okay? So I know that my special guest today is going to be able to shed some positive light into your lives and give you some insight about yourself and help you cope a little bit better with what we're all dealing with in this time of the pandemic, right? So her name is Michelle Weber. She's not only an LCSW, right? But she's also a psychotherapist, addictions specialist, life coach, lecturer, and creator of some amazing programs, which have helped specific populations. She's done it all, been there, done it. And she's not only a highly trained professional who studied at Yale University's Department of Psychiatry and UCLA's Mindful Awareness Research Center, which we're going to be getting into a little bit about mindfulness, you guys. We talk about that a lot. But she's also presented numerous workshops on mindfulness and compassion fatigue all over the country. And you know, for over 25 years, Michelle Weber's provided therapy, life coaching to individuals, couples, families. And you guys will dig her because I love talking to her because she's not only such a cool and uplifting soul, but also because she's one of the most authentic, I think, and truly compassionate therapists. I met a lot of therapists. I love you all. However, Michelle, not me. Michelle Weber is that, you know, and Michelle, hey, hi girl, how are you today?
Hello, hello, my darling. What an introduction. Thank you.
Oh, you're Thank so you. Welcome. It's all true. And you know, what I like about you so much, honey, is that no matter what the background is of all of your patients, you know, from homeless pregnant women to superstars. And I know you have people you can't talk about, but you really do work with superstars. You know, you have compassion for all of them. So, you know, that's what I like about you so much, honey, is you just, you're helping them and you're giving them love and compassion and helping them cope. And, you know, you've worked with the mentally ill. You've done it all. So thank you for you. And thanks for all your work, kiddo.
You know.
Oh, you're welcome. You're so welcome.
How are you today? How you doing?
Well, it's great that you ask. You know, I am a psychotherapist. I studied mindfulness forever. And I want to give credit to Mark, the Mindful Awareness Research Center, where I was for 5 years and was really the backbone and the breath of my training. And now I'm currently with Inside LA, and that is just a marvelous place as well. But you ask how I am, and I think if it hadn't been for my training in mindfulness and the work that I've done, I don't know if I would be able to cope with things in the way I've been coping. Now, I think we're all in this together. It was so important you said that. Mm-hmm. And we're all struggling. Yeah. You know, just because I'm a psychotherapist with all this mindfulness in my background doesn't mean that there are days that I wake up and I go, oh boy, what is going on here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do, honey.
Crazy dreams.
Yes.
Waking up and thinking, wait a minute, what day is this? Is this Monday or is this Friday?
Yeah.
So you have to get yourself oriented. And boy, this is not easy, but I am happy to share the coping skills that I continue to work on. I have to practice what I preach. I'm not the queen of this. I tell this to my clients all the time.
When
I'm sharing suggestions with them, it's helping me to take in those tools and those suggestions as well.
God,
and you know, there's no magic bullet, but we keep moving forward, you know, one day at a time, 1 hour at a time.
Yes,
so we're in this together, as you said, so importantly.
We are, Michelle. We really are. And I just wanted to get your, you know, opinion as a professional about what, you know, what are some of the most common issues that you're seeing with patients out there because of the pandemic? What's going on? And what are you seeing?
Okay. Well, it varies. And I think our listeners are really going to relate to this. Mm-hmm. There are women like myself who are living alone.
Yeah.
And I am an extrovert. And although I don't need to be out all the time, I love going to my office, working with my clients. I take acting classes. I'm at the gym. I'm with my trainer.
Yes.
I meet people for dinner. None of that is happening anymore.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
And at the other end of the spectrum, I have clients who are in a very small space with their partner and ready to kill each other. Because before the pandemic, wake up in the morning, kiss each other, hello, go your way, go his way, go her way, and at the end of the day, come back together again. But here we are now with something that has been imposed on us, not our choice.
Yes.
So with couples that I work with, and they do seem to be at sometimes crawling the walls, I help them work on communication, which is one of the most important issues in any relationship. Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
And I repeat it again, but always, always with kindness.
Sure.
Kindness is how I step forward in the world. Mm. And it doesn't mean that I'm a doormat. It doesn't mean I take things lying down.
Yes.
If they're concerning to me. But communication, especially in couples, is really important. And finding a separate place in your apartment or your home or your patio to take a break from each other and then come back together again. To respect each other with kindness. For those of us living alone, yours truly, I told a friend that I'm having COVID fatigue, right?
Yes.
There's a lot of ways, there's a lot of ways to deal with this. And I have found the people that I have studied and read and that I love, and I would urge you guys to listen to podcasts or read their books or go online. Mm. People like Jack Kornfield or Rick Hansen or Tara Brach. Mm. And basically, Tara Brach is very into loving kindness for yourself and for others.
Mm.
And I have a very quick story to share with you, which I think would be very helpful.
I love your stories, Michelle, by the way. I love
them. Thank you.
They're always fun.
Thank you. I have a million.
No good.
I was told to our class by Diane Winston, who runs MARC, the Mindful Awareness Research Center at UCLA. It's the alarm clock story. And it really has stayed with me over the years.
Mm.
I sleep through the alarm clock. years ago, I say to myself, oh my God, what's the matter with you, you idiot? How could you do this? You're going to be late for work. You're going to get fired. What is going on with you? Okay.
Right.
If I tell it to a friend, I slept through the alarm clock. Like even you, Michelle, you would say, oh, honey, you know, maybe you were tired. Maybe the alarm clock was broken. Maybe you don't freaking want to go into work.
Yes.
We are so much harder on ourselves than our friends are. Yeah. If I had a friend who called me an idiot, told me I was ruining my life by sleeping through the, I'm going to lose my job, I don't think she'd be my friend anymore.
Right.
So the most important thing, I think at all times, but especially during this pandemic, is to lighten up and be kind to yourself.
It is so important.
We are in the most difficult time we've ever been in.
Mm.
And believe it or not, I love the Serenity Prayer, and I want to repeat it. And, you know, it starts with God. Well, I say Goddess. You can say whoever you want. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, this pandemic. The courage to change the things I can, how I respond, how I act, how I treat myself, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful.
Jack Kornfield says something.
Yes.
Oh,
I love
amazing.
Him.
He said,
what did he say?
Isn't he lovely?
You
can't control the waves, but you can learn how to surf. So a lot of this is about being kind to yourself and naming your feelings, because what you resist persists.
So if you're feeling
anxious or angry and you try to run away from it, or you get angry, what the freak is going on? It's not going to help.
Mm-hmm.
It's naming it and sitting with it. And what am I feeling now? Mm-hmm. Loneliness. Well, what's this about?
Yes.
And Tara Brock, and stop me if you think I'm running all over the place, please.
No, I love Tara Brock.
Tara Brock, she, in all of her books, Radical Acceptance, Radical Compassion, talks about rain.
Right.
Now, rain is really important. Mm-hmm. Let me walk you through it.
Yeah.
You have a feeling. The R is recognize the feeling. Oh, wow, yeah. I'm feeling a little anxious here. I'm feeling a little lonely.
Yeah.
A is to allow it.
Yes.
Allow that feeling. Don't run away from it. As difficult as it might feel, allow it.
Mm-hmm.
Sit with it. Feel it.
Yes.
And then investigate it with kindness.
Okay,
so what's going on with me right now? Did I have an upsetting call with a friend? Is it the pin? What is it? Investigate it with kindness.
Yes.
And then the N is for either nurture it. It's going to be okay. You've been through this before.
Yes.
Non-attack. Yeah, I know what it is. Okay, I got it. I'm going to let it go right now. It might come back. I'll look at it again. Nurture it. Or non-attach, or make it neutral.
Yes.
It's not going to destroy you, whatever the feeling is. So rain, Tara Brock invented it. And I mean, people have said it literally has helped them survive through very difficult times.
You know, it makes so much sense, honey. I mean, it's so funny because, you know, we were talking a little bit earlier, you know, this week, and just kind of getting things together. And you and I totally agree on that same issue of self-compassion. And it's, it's so hard for many people out there who have what we call ruminations, you know, because whatever, you know, that hardwired place, that, you know, and high beta, you know, all that junk Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about, you know, going, we can't calm it down. We're ruminating. We got to just chill out. But this rain tool that Tara, you know, created, it is lovely. And there is something about being an observer. And I love, that's the part of like, what's going on? Investigate it. Being the observer of yourself and saying, okay, wait a minute. I got to have some compassion for myself because these old wired patterns, these old triggers, this old stuff that's coming back to me, I've got to love me. Now, let me ask you this. I wanted to ask you this. Do you think Do you think it's really important for us to work on self-love and self-compassion? Is this number one to us to get our acts together with that before we really, let's say, you know, this is key to working on ourselves, right? I mean, all these people say to me, I'm going to find the right partner for me. And I'm saying, or I'm going to find all those perfect friends. And I'm going, you better love yourself a little bit first, because you better like self-forgive get your act together with your old family. The old family messages you bought into all those years, you better just lose that crap, because you're going to attract the partner that's on the same negative vibe you are, and then you're going to be out of that relationship again. So,
and you know what, baby? Girl,
tell me what you're thinking
absolutely.
About.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, who you are in the world is what you attract. And and we're made up of so many different feelings and emotions and attitudes and throw politics into it. And please. But I think what you said, you hit on something so important. I believe, cannot show compassion to others in a really healthy way unless we show compassion to ourselves first. And I don't mean that in a narcissistic way.
No.
Tara Brach, Rick Hansen, Jack Kornfield, they all have what's called a loving kindness meditation. This is so freaking important. And you can find it anywhere. You can Google loving kindness meditation. And as with anything, learning an instrument, learning to play tennis, it takes practice. But as you give yourself different messages, the brain takes it in and it does change the chemistry in your brain. The loving kindness meditation is in all Tara's books. I happen to have True Refuge here. And let me just read you a few lines of what a loving kindness meditation is.
You
sit quietly, you follow your breath, and inside your head, you could whisper it, but inside you say, may I be filled with loving kindness. May I be held in loving kindness. May I feel safe and at ease. May I feel protected from inner and outer harm. May I accept myself just as I am. May I touch deep, natural peace. And it goes on and on, but you can make up your own. May I feel peaceful. May I feel happy. And believe it or not, it starts to sink in and it makes such a difference.
So
I want to share a couple of other things that are just coming to my mind right now, if I may.
Love it.
Carl Jung, who I'm sure many of you know of, talks about our negative voices, like the alarm clock. Boy, am I an idiot. Boy, am I jerk. How could I have done this? Every time, you said it so well, Michelle. You said to be an observer of yourself. I tell that to all my clients. You're not going to be aware of it right away. I'm very excited about this topic. You can hear I'm getting a little speedy here. You're not going to be aware of being an observer of yourself right away. But once you start to step a little bit outside of yourself, and example for me, a couple of weeks ago, I spilled something on the kitchen floor and I caught myself from saying, oh, what a jerk. I said instead, Michelle, not a big deal. You'll clean it up. If you can catch yourself, and Carl Jung, he was just lovely. He says, these negative voices, you can do it, as they say in mindfulness, with loving kindness and compassion. Oh, it's not so bad, sweetheart. It's going to be okay. Or I have said to my clients, at some point you might want to say, look, back off. I'm really doing the best I can. Stop bothering me. I do have something, if I may, that I want to recommend that some of my clients have found so helpful. It's an older book. It's a life coaching book, but it's called Taming Your Gremlin. By Rick Carson. It's adorable, small little book. How do we deal with these negative voices that we continue to hear from even growing up? You're too loud. You're too tall. You're overweight. Look, you're wearing. Quiet it down. You know. This book is a little delight, okay? Because we have, we're here now. We're home day in and day out. Talk about rumination.
Right. Yes.
Lots of stuff comes up.
Yes.
And sometimes it feels very overwhelming. So you can either sit down, take a breath, work on a loving kindness meditation, Google Jack Kornfield, Tara Brach, even Rick Hansen. Let me tell you what Rick Hansen has had to say about living in this life.
Yes.
He said, you can rest in contentment. If that, if you can find a place for yourself during this pandemic where you're just resting in contentment and being in the present moment, we can still hold on to our aspirations and our dreams.
Right.
They might be postponed somewhat, but it, it helps for us to think about, okay, where do I want to be when this starts to settle down? What do I want to pick up again? What do I want to let go of? Where am I headed? Yeah. It is so helpful to be in the present moment. Don't fight it. Don't run away from it. It is what it is. And yet it's fine to think about your goals and your dreams.
Yes.
It helps you. And he talks about the wise mind being peaceful and friendly and fearless. Fearless, but some fear will show up.
Yes.
And he said, you can work on what it's like to be appalled while maintaining well-being. You see, we can be appalled at some of the things that are going on outside, but we have to work on ourselves.
Yes.
To maintain. And lastly, he said something else that I loved. I sent you that, his 2-hour recording.
Yes, I love that.
We
Thank you.
Right? We can be dealing with anger and grief and mourning. But if we're blown away by it, we can't be helpful to ourselves and others.
Oh, God,
So we can acknowledge that it's going on, but don't let it toss us away. And he says, if we're occupied by the tyrant, whether that be politics or our past relationship, we were treated badly. If we're occupied by the tyrant, they have invaded our mind.
Oh, boy, is that true, honey? You know,
and then we end up. Go on.
No, I want to hear this. Then we end up what, sweetie?
Well, then we end up marinating in helpless outrage.
Ugh.
So back to Tara Brach. Get settled. Take a couple of breaths and do a loving kindness meditation.
Yes.
Even Pema Chodron, who I love, she says, the only permanence in life is impermanence.
That's right.
Life is continually being thrown out of the nest. So here we are, guys.
We really,
and Teddy Roosevelt said, or maybe it was Winston Churchill, if you're going through hell, keep going.
Beautifully said. I mean, that's exactly right. Guys, by the way, in case you just tuned in here, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle here on LA Talk Radio. And I hope you're enjoying the show today. One of my special guests is really helping us out to figure out how to cope with the pandemic right now. Not only that, beyond the pandemic, which will eventually settle down, folks. But Michelle Weber is LCSW. Psychotherapist, addiction specialist, life coach, lecturer, and she's created various programs to help specific populations. And just by the way, Michelle, if you could let people know what's the best way that they can check you out, you know, on your website and find out
more. My website is, thank you for that, MichelleWeber.com, but you have to spell it right or you'll get a 26-year-old fitness instructor, which I am absolutely not. So the spelling is M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, W-E-B-B-E-R, two L's in Michelle, two B's in Weber.com. Yes. Everything is on there. It shows you the work I've done, where I grew up, the family I had, my background. You get it all because this, I want to share this, if I might, Michelle.
Yeah.
I'm not a better therapist than anyone else or a worse. We all have our strengths and weaknesses.
Right.
But I'm a little bit I don't know, off the cuff in that I will share things about myself. I will let people know some of my struggles.
Sure.
It's their session, not mine.
Right.
But if someone's going through a divorce, I can say, yeah, I've been there. I know what you're going through.
Yes.
This is some of the things that have helped me, you see.
Right. Right.
I have a daughter. She's gay. If I have a parent who's dealing with a young adult that's coming out, I'll talk to her about how my daughter and I talked about this and my acceptance.
Beautiful.
So I do share specific things when I feel like they're important.
I think that's really important for a psychotherapist sometimes to do that, because I think it really helps people understand that you get it. You've been there and done that, and you're not telling them how to do it. You're just sharing, you know, so they can be safer and more vulnerable. And that's the thing about you is your compassion. I mean, you just ooze with compassion towards others, and it's not phony. You're authentic. And that's what's so cool, you know. But
thank you.
I just want to say that. You're welcome, doll. No, really. I wanted to just touch on some things, too. And I'm really with you on checking out Jack Kornfield and Rick Hansen and Tara Brock. They're just brilliant. Mm-hmm. Also, what I tell a lot of my patients to do is, you know, check out, you know, they got the Calm apps and they got all the different apps that you can go on chill out.
Yes.
But some of the other folks that I, you know, have people listen to, they're like the I am affirmations, like Kenneth Sores is brilliant. Because when you're trying to change your self-concept, and I want to talk a little bit more, you know, about that self-sabotage thing too, is good. You know, that Kenneth he's got a cool accent too. It's kind of cool. But Kenneth is saying he has this, you know, amazing sounds in the back, but he's like, work with me and just listen, embrace what I'm saying. I am a strong soul.
Yep.
I am a courageous person. And it's all the good stuff that we can actually believe about ourselves. It's not the phony stuff like, I am a billionaire. I am a brilliant.
No.
It's keeping it real. And it's, you can hang with them for 15 minutes or, you know, half an hour and just take a walk and just repeat with what he's saying and go, wow, you have this energetic lift when he's done and saying, you know, bless you and thank you for being with me, dear souls. You're like, whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
And then there's, you know, there's, Sandra, she's in, what is her last? Paul's? She's in Sedona. She has these amazing Ho'oponopono audios.
I love her. I know her. Yes.
She's the best. And it's, I love that which I am, basically, and you're forgiving yourself and all those. So, folks, I just wanted to mention to, you know, jump off of what Michelle was saying with Jack and Rick and Tara. There's so many other people, too. I think, you know, Jack, Rick, and Tara they're like the superstars of all that stuff. But if you guys can investigate and Google Ho'oponopono or self-love, self-forgiveness, they'll
love
all be
it.
Up
yes.
there, you know, and they're really helpful.
You know what, Michelle, what you're saying is so helpful, because what I tell my clients is look at this as a buffet table. Mm. Take what resonates with you and leave what doesn't. Some people really, really are kind of like a magnet geared towards Jack Kornfield, and others love Rick Hansen, and others love Tara, whoever it is that, and of course I go back and forth with all of them, but whatever it is, the affirmations for some of my clients have been so helpful. I'm so glad you mentioned that because your brain takes it in.
Yes. It does.
You know, your thoughts, if you say to yourself, I'm no good at this, I'm not going to make it, well, you believe it. But if you reverse it and say, of course I'm going to make it. I've been through so much. I'm not, I got this.
Yeah.
Your brain takes that in as well.
Oh, so true, honey.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. It's just, thank you, honey. I wanted to ask you something. We're going a little deeper here, folks, now, because this is one of the questions that I get all the time. I think we all do it from time to time, but some more than others. Why do we self-sabotage? You know, you talked a little bit about Jung, Carl Jung, who's, he's amazing and he's deep and he's beautiful and he's, you know, he's said so much. And there's that dark side of ourselves, right, that he talks about.
There you go.
We allow others, but a part of ourselves to self-sabotage. You know, what's up with that? Well, why do we do that to ourselves?
Okay. Well, first of all, you're very, very bright and insightful and experienced a mile long in your background. So I'm sure you know the answer. So we're going to collaborate on this. But of course, first of all, nature, nurture. How were you brought up? How were your parents? How did they treat you? What were the signals they gave you? And what did you inherit from them?
Yes.
If your father had a temper and that's all you grew up with. Now, some clients I know have gone to the opposite end. And because of that rage, they have made a decision to work really hard not to get that, have that kind of anger leave them. But others, men in particular, and I don't mean to be sexist, have seen violent fathers and abuse begets abuse. So I think sometimes you self-sabotage. Of course, because of the messages you hear.
Yes.
So let's just put that right out there. I think there's so much going on in the environment. The kids get bullied at school and they start to believe they're not worth it. And if they go home to a family that has no clue and can't help them, well, here we are again.
Oh, boy.
But what I find is so important, and I always take a history and I always look at what did you bring into your adult life? What are you still hanging on to that's not helping you? And where did it come from?
Yes.
In the end, we have to stop blaming our parents, our families, an old boyfriend. And we're strong enough, all of us. We have that resilience in there to work on making it change. Change the way we feel about ourselves, the way we look at life, our attitudes. And I don't think we can do that alone. I think a good therapist, an insightful therapist, is very important to help you walk this journey with you.
Yes.
I don't think any of us can do it alone. I mean, therapists are in therapy. I heard Brené Brown this morning just talking about that. We all need someone, a mentor, right, that we can turn to. But there's so many reasons why people self-sabotage. Oh, my goodness.
And what
you know,
go ahead, sweetie.
No, no, I was just going to say that Wayne Dyer, who passed away a couple of years ago and I adored, he told this short story.
Yes.
This young man kept coming into therapy every week complaining that this was his mother's fault. He's like this because of his mother. Doc, it's my mother. Every week, finally, Wayne said, look, I have a great idea. Stop coming to therapy. Send me your mother. I'll work with her and you'll get better. Right? I love that story.
I love that. That's a great story.
The hardest time that we, any of us have been through ever. But this is also a time to do, if I might call this, some soul work.
Yeah.
What do I want to work on? What do I want to change? How can I grow? What are my aspirations and goals? What is this hobby I've never done? It's going to enhance my life. Maybe I'll do it now. What is this book I want to read? What is this class I want to study? This is the time to not let, again, the tyrant occupy or invade your mind. Yes, there are things going on out there. You can be of service in many ways, which, of course, when we're of service, we, of course, feel better about ourselves and the world.
Yes.
But don't forget to take care of yourself.
Oh, so true, honey. So
true.
And isn't it important right now also, I think, for folks to lighten up a little bit? I mean, what I've been doing with a lot of clients is like, oh my God, I'm at home. I'm stuck with this person or these kids that are driving me bonkers or I'm all by myself. Yep. And I say, why don't you just put on a comedy and just, you know, something new and just laugh, you know, just keep things light, dance around your living room, put on some music.
Thank you.
You know, groove.
That is so important. I'm going to share this with you.
Yeah.
3 days a week, I work out in my house. I have no gym, no pool. I dance to this fabulous music on my phone. No one can see me. I'm yelling, I'm screaming, I'm rocking, I'm rolling. Then I do upper body and lower body, and I feel like a new person. Now, you know what else, Michelle, that I've been hearing about, reading about, working on myself and suggesting to my clients? Is to have a structure when you can during your day. Maybe you're going to say, okay, I'm doing a yoga class on Zoom from 10 to 11. Then I'll take a break. Then I'll make lunch. But then I'm going to pick up this class I've been wanting to do, and I'm going to work on that. Then I'm going to call some friends. If you're a therapist, I have my clients scheduled. But to have some structure, it's not written in cement. But to have some structure, because I know for myself in the very beginning, I told some friends, I feel like a slug. I'm just not doing anything.
Yes, I think we
and
all
the more we don't do anything, more we don't do anything, the more we don't do anything.
Sure.
So again, you know, Rick Hansen said it, and so many therapists have said it. Have a structure. Doesn't have to be written in cement, but so you know what you're going to do each day. And I want to share something with you. I have a client, a beautiful client, who's been working virtually 5 days a week. And then her weekends were coming and she was feeling very lost.
Right.
So I said, well, why don't you plan a perfect day for yourself? Now, I don't write down what I tell my clients, which I guess is too bad because I never remember. So the next week she says to me, oh my God, when you told me that last week, it helped so much. And I said, I'm sorry, what did I tell you? And she laughed and said, she said, you told me to plan a perfect day. She said, Michelle, I had such a good day. I took a yoga class. I connected with a few friends. I started another class online that I've been wanting to take. I've been reading this marvelous book. I set aside a time to do that. I took a walk with my husband. I mean,
She
said it just turned everything around for her.
Yes, yes. And that's beautiful. And I think it's really important that, you know, like you said, structure is really huge. But know that I think, and to really emphasize, the more we feel a negative way or a positive way, the daily feelings that we're, you know, wiring and firing, they're just going to grow. So if we're
absolutely
into I'm lethargic, I can't meditate, I can't get going.
That's right.
I want to watch Netflix and eat, you know, chocolate all day. It's like,
There you go.
I do too. But, you know,
make
a structure is so important, because it's a start building those little habits. Treat yourself, take care of yourself, you know.
Oh, please. Know,
you know
it's
what?
So important.
It's so
important.
True to do that.
And you know, Rick Hansen said, we can marinate in helpless outrage, but that is such an uncomfortable way to be.
Yes.
And I say, whatever this means, take your power back. Do not let outside forces control you. And again, I'm not the queen of this. I have to work on this every day. But I think we all need to. And there's also a fine line. You said it so importantly. You said we need to lighten up a little bit.
Yeah.
So therefore, if we have a structure and we didn't stick to it the day we wanted to, don't beat yourself up. It's okay. Lighten up.
Okay.
You'll work on it again tomorrow.
Exactly. And I think some of the most important tools along with that are, at least they help me and a lot of my clients, and I know you'll probably, you know, agree with this because it's who you are. You know, the first thing in the morning when we're kind of waking up and we're still in that alpha brainwave state coming out of our, you know, hopefully you're not hungover, folks out there, but it's hard to get a good gratitude thing going on when you're hungover. But I mean, one of the first
things I
tell folks to do is just wake up. The first thing I say, and I crack up some folks, I say, thank you, spirit, universe, God, for letting me be conscious this morning.
And alive. I'm alive.
Thank you for letting me be alive and aware. And it's like,
honey. And,
you know,
so just important what you're saying. And you know what else? I want to highly also recommend Pema Chodron. She's the hippest monk I've ever come across. 10 years ago, Her book was on the New York Times bestseller list for one full year, When Things Fall Apart. Yes. She's brilliant and amazing. When I wake up in the morning at Mark, one of the students suggested RPM. You're going to love this. Rise, P, meditate.
Yep.
RPM. Rise, P, meditate. So what I do, and it's not been easy, but I'm disciplining myself.
Good.
Exactly that. Then I sit up straight in my beautiful bed, and I read a little Pema or some Tara, and I meditate for 20 minutes. Now, even though I'm on top of this, and I'm a therapist and blah, 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 there are mornings I wake up with that anxiety, like, oh, man, another, what are we doing?
Yeah.
So I do what I say. I rise, I pee, I meditate, I follow my breath. If I'm thinking, I label my thoughts as thinking, or I do a loving kindness meditation. Oh my goodness, it helps more than you can ever imagine. And I, for those readers who are not, if I may, Michelle, as understanding of mindfulness and what it is, you know, the best definition, and you know this as well.
Right.
It's being in the present moment without judgment. We always judge ourselves. We need to catch ourselves, be that observer. And it's paying attention with care and respect in the present moment. The other thing I want to quickly share with you that comes to mind in this lovely book I read years ago, Abraham Hicks.
Oh, yeah. She's awesome. I love her.
Oh, my God. Do I love them.
Yeah.
This really stayed with me, and I share it with friends and clients. Worrying is making plans for things you don't want to happen.
Right.
Why put it out there? Oh, my God. I hope I don't lose my job. Oh, my God. Yeah. What if I get a flat tire?
There you go.
The more you tell yourself, I've been through tough times before. I'm going to get through this. But all worrying does is bring more negative energy into your body. And half the things we worry about do not happen anyway.
So true. So
just remember that.
And
worrying is making plans for what you don't want to happen.
That's beautifully said, sweetheart. And thank you so much for sharing that. I mean, that's such a humongous point that everybody should know. And I think also, and you've studied this because you're amazing. Oh, by the way, folks, in case you just tuned in here on the couch, my special guest is Michelle Weber, and she's a LCSW psychotherapist, addiction specialist, life coach, lecturer, and she's created so many programs, you know, all around the country, studied at Yale, UCLA. She's got it going on. So, and we'll talk about... Oh, true, true. I just, you know, you've got such not only life experience, but, you know, you're very intelligent. It's, you know, we have fun, you and I, when we're talking, but and I, you get going with something and it's like you turn into this really brilliant woman and I'm going, no, it's like, you know, wow, what a brilliant woman. No, it's true. So I'm just saying. But you're also, you're so relatable to everybody, but, talking about Esther, I want to get back to that is just, you know, the thing is true. I mean, if we focus, that's her thing is resistant thinking, right? That's resistant thinking.
Yep.
That'll block the energy. And it's all physics, folks. It's all a big giant
it's quantum physics.
It's a hairy
mirror. We're all connected.
That's it. And what you feel is reflected back to you in a giant photonic mirror of the field.
There you go.
So get your together, folks, and don't be thinking about the what ifs. And because what you're doing when you're going into the fear and the self-sabotage, you're building up that mountain of creation because it's going to be coming back to you in friends, in relationships.
There you go.
In every jobs. And in your physical body, oh my God, guys, you're really creating so much of your own illness and autoimmune and things like that. Just do what Michelle Weber says to do mindfulness and meditate every morning to set the tone of your day. So you're
chill. Yes.
You know, and I appreciate you sharing that.
And of course, an ask and it is given. was the first book I ever read by Abraham Hicks, and it really stuck with me. You can feel it in your body if you're holding on to negativity.
Yes.
And that's what you put out there. And then there's all the resistance you feel.
Yes. It is so very true. And you know, the more we meditate, the more we're in tune with ourselves, the more we allow who we are, love that which we are, we actually become so much more intuitive. And we get people, and we feel, and we have more joy. It just comes naturally when we open our hearts up, get off our own backs, right, honey?
There you go. Perfect way to say it. Get off our own backs. Stop judging ourselves. Stop sabotaging. Now, none of this is easy, it absolutely is workable.
Yes.
And you know what else I just remembered, Michelle?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, did I love him. Mr. Rogers, go find the helpers. Find the helpers. Like you and I, when we talk, we support each other.
Yeah.
Call a friend. If it's a sister or a family member, whoever it is, reach out to someone you know will be there. In your darkest times, that is such an important thing to do. And Carl Jung said, in order to come into the light, you have had to come out of the dark. So you will make it. You have to believe it. It will work, you know.
Yes.
But it's not easy either. No one said it was easy.
No. And it's not. And it's little bitty baby steps every day. And like you said.
There you go.
If you didn't focus and you had all this other monkey mind going on in your morning self-love, you know, and your meditation or whatever. It's okay. You can do it again. Little baby steps.
That's
practice.
Right.
You know,
do it over again and don't judge yourself. The alarm clock story is real important.
Don't beat yourself up. That's it, honey. I thank you so much. It's about that time already. I can't believe 50 minutes is gone. Thank you. You're so good.
I had such a good time. You're such a doll. Thank you.
Well, mutual, the feeling's mutual, doll. And you just thank you so much. And can you please come back on the show again soon? Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I would love to. I had such a good time with you. You're so lovely. Well, I'm sure that your patients are so grateful to have you. Seriously.
Well, right back at you, girl. So
thank you so much, my love.
And thank our
listeners. I mean, thank you out there for listening to us.
No kidding. And guys, you can download, replay the show as soon as we get off the air. Go ahead, click on the couch, you know, on latalkradio.com website here, and you'll see all the archives will be up. And you can listen to Michelle and my interview. All the shows are also available on iTunes podcasts for free on the couch. That'll be up and ready to, you know, reload, downplay a couple of days or so if you'd like to check that out as well. And so Michelle and I will live on forever in eternity on the www. So,
let me say to you and everyone out there, be safe and be well.
Beautiful. Bless you, my dear. And thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you, baby.
You're welcome, honey. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. And as I always do say at the end of my show, take good care of yourselves first. And then you'll be great for everyone else. And that's the way it works in the world. Blessings to you all. And I'll be back next Friday here, 11 a.m. PT on the couch with Dr. Michelle. Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.